a few years ago, I went to Japan on a Fulbright and was able to get into schools and visit about the teaching of mathematics. And I know that Japanese students have performed really at the top of those studies. And I think the one thing that really impressed me that investigation really connects well to is that it's not about doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the same problem, but it's doing fewer problems and understanding the characteristics, the properties, the relationships that the students can then take and become, I guess, able to adapt to a variety of contexts. They're really very effective and fluent as far as taking a set of ideas and recognizing when and under what conditions that those ideas will work. And I think that investigation really gets at the definition of what mathematics is. It's the study of patterns and relationships, and it helps kids to be able to take what they're learning and be able to be independent with it, not by being coached by a teacher that this is an addition context for this story problem and this is the multiplication context. The kids are able to actually read and think and make sense of the mathematics for themselves. And ultimately, that's what we want. We want kids to be able to take the information that they're learning and be able to be flexible and apply it in the correct context.